like I break bread and they own you. Niggas said I fell off. Oh, you heard I fell off. Why the fuck would you be repeating that? Nigga, I'm a rat tycoon. Make 100 mil by...
What's up, everybody? Welcome to episode number 26 of the John Atkins Podcast.
Put some respect on my name.
Today's Monday, May 17th, 2021, and I'm coming to you live from Pacific Beach, San Diego. Hope everyone had a good weekend. Today's tax day. Tax day is normally April 15th, but it got pushed back till today because of the pandemic or whatever. So hope you got your taxes filed. I did mine today. I waited till the last minute. I don't even always file my taxes, but I did this year. But I did wait till the last minute. And paying taxes is your patriotic American duty. Without your taxes, you know, how can everyone come here and get free healthcare and free education from all over the world? So it's your duty. It's your right. It's your responsibility as American to pay for Pakistani gender studies. So make sure when you're at work tomorrow, slaving away for 12 hours, that 20% of your paycheck is going to go to Pakistani gender studies. So keep that in mind. And where does the money even go besides Pakistani gender studies? I mean, like, I live in California, and California has the highest taxes, and it has the most people. So that means it's the state with the most money, and we're still broke. There's still no air conditioners in the schools. That doesn't make any sense at all. Like, when I was a kid, I grew up in Indiana, and we would have, like, we would miss school because it'd be, like, snow or something, and we couldn't get there. In San Diego, they miss school because it's too hot, and they don't have air conditioning. So I'm glad that all our money's going somewhere important, more important than the kids, like, freaking having heat stroke while they're in class. I mean, the mayor in San Diego makes, like, $206,000 a year salary, but kids got to stay home when it's hot. I guess it doesn't even matter anymore because of COVID. We should just get rid of schools, just homeschool everybody. Where does the money go? We pay a lot of taxes here in California, the highest in the nation, and the most people, so it's the most money, and the roads suck. Whenever you visit anywhere, like, no matter where you go, if you talk to a local, they're like, oh, the roads here suck. That's everywhere. The roads suck everywhere. Our money's going to bullshit. We got the highest taxes here. They rob us daily. And then, you know, after we pay the highest taxes, we got people, kids got to go around selling candy bars to fundraise. And they still don't even have air conditioning. I just don't know where the money goes. All right. Fuck taxes. It's your American duty to pay taxes, so make sure you get out there. As a matter of fact, if you wait till today, if you wait till last day to file your taxes, that is unpatriotic. Damn near terrorist if you don't pay your taxes. You should pay your taxes as soon as you can, because America needs the money. All right, so we'll get into, there's been some controversy over the week, in the comedy world. I don't know if you guys are familiar with, Tony Hinchcliffe and the Kill Tony podcast. Tony is in some trouble. They're trying to cancel Tony Hinchcliffe right now. So a little background, what happened, last week, he was performing at a show in Austin, Texas. And his opener was Peng Dang, Bang Dang, Bang Dang. And Peng Dang set. There was a lot of like racial type of jokes in there. Not necessarily like racist, but I mean, they're racial jokes. And he's Chinese. Peng Dang. Peng Dang is Chinese. He grew up in China. He's from China and he moved here. So first of all, I mean, he's from China, so, I mean, I guess if you're born in China, like, freedom of speech probably isn't something that, you know, you're just familiar with. Peng Dang. So basically, Peng Dang opened for Tony Hinchcliffe, and he did his little set about how he's Asian, which is what all minorities do. Every colored person does a joke about whatever their race is. That's just standard comedy. So Peng Dang did his set about being Chinese, and then he introduced Tony Hinchcliffe on stage, and then Tony kind of riffed on that set. And he called Peng Dang the C word for Chinese people, not cunt, the other C word. And Peng Dang said he was so offended that he had to go outside to a safe space. What's up with these? What's the other guy's name from last week? The little dude, the you know who from Saturday Night Live. I forget his name. Anyways, what's up with these guys needing safe spaces? Because when, I'm going to show you both sets. I'm going to show you Peng Dang set, Peng Dang. And then I'm going to show you Tony Hinchcliffe set so you can see both of them in context. So tape might be a little longer episode than the couple we had last week. So you'll be able to see Peng Dang set, and then you'll see Tony Hinchcliffe come on and call him the C word. And you'll be able to decide for yourself who you think is racist, but it's been a big fallout for Tony. His agent at WME dropped him, and he was supposed to do a couple shows with Joe Rogan, but he was no longer doing those shows. And Tones, the club in Austin where he films Kill Tony, is no longer going to let him do Kill Tony there. So he's actually, this has been costing him money, all because Peng Dang got offended and doesn't realize that here in America, you're allowed to tell jokes. Here in America, you know, we're not a communist country like where you come from. We're allowed to say whatever the fuck we want around here because this is America, Peng Dang. So yeah, and the best part is, like, if you look at Peng Dang's Instagram, he posts the video of him introducing Tony, and then all the comments on there from Asian people are like, oh, I'm so sorry you had to go through that. And then all the white people are like, that's comedy. I can't believe you're so offended. You should leave comedy, which he should leave comedy. Although I'm not white, I do agree with the white people most of the time. So yeah, what else we got? So we're going to get into, I'm going to show you both sets. So let's get that going. Oh, and shout out to Ari Shafir, because he's the one that put it on his YouTube. So let's go ahead and see Peng Dang. We're going to go ahead and see this. So tell me, we'll see if you guys think we're going to see Peng Dang's set about being Chinese, and then Tony come up and make fun of him for being Chinese, which is normal. And like I said, Ari Shafir put this on his YouTube channel, and he knows a little something about people getting mad over jokes. So here we go. Let's check it out. Peng Dang.
That's my uncle's name. Thank you for the shout out. Like you guys. You guys laugh at easy jokes. The expectation's very low. I think it's interesting how everybody just lowered their expectations during COVID, though. Like, look at all the restaurants here. Since when did the best advertisement for a restaurant become We Are Open?
That's not bad.
I remember when they used to care.
Good
job. They used to put out exciting statements like soup of the day, cash of the week, we accept EBTs.
It's not bad. It's pretty good.
The doors are not locked.
Some people would call that racist, EBT.
That's not my usual opener. I usually start a show by saying I'm from China. Can't do that anymore. No. it just sounds like a threat. You know, I was recently at the airport, everybody's wearing masks, so the TSA had to do this. Scan your ticket, check your ID, sir, pull off your mask. All right, you're good, next. When it comes to my turn, I just showed them my Chinese passport, and I was about to pull out my mask, and he goes, no, 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 you keep it on. I trust you. I went right through it, it's like a superpower. I got two Arab guys behind me going, man, this is bullshit. Why are we getting the random searches? I came to this country 10 years ago, went to college in Alabama. Yeah, that's the correct response. It was cool to learn about the civil rights movement. The first semester, it was MLK Day. School had to put us in the bus to go visit Miss Rosa Parks Museum. And the whole time on the bus, I was thinking, man, the only Parks I know are Koreans. Like, who is this sassy Korean lady?
That's not bad, actually.
She sat in the front row seat and refused to leave. I'm like, yeah, typical Koreans. And then I saw her picture. I was like, wow, she looks kind of dark for a Korean. You sure she's not Filipino? Right, I like this part, you guys. Dissect of the room, not a big fan of civil rights movement.
That's not bad.
My college roommate Adam, one time he was like, Pong, let me show you something you never seen in China before. I was like, hell yeah, it's gonna be groundbreaking technology. Turns out he just showed me a bunch of sex ads on Craigslist. And he said, hey, don't try to call these numbers, buddy, because some of them might be cops. I was really confused looking at all the hot girl pictures. I was like, ooh, hot girl. Oh, she might be a cop. Another hot girl. Oh, she also might be a cop. But then this one girl, she says, no African American man, please. I'm like, come here, Adam. This one, she's definitely not a cop. Like, if I know anything about cops in America, they're not gonna go, oh, guys, let's run a sting operation on Craigslist. But you know what? Let's leave the black people alone.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. Definitely not a cop. I met this basketball player from Slovakia. His name is David. I hate that guy. Because he acts like he's better than other immigrants. Like, but he is.
Notice, it's all race-based comedy, though. So once you start talking about race, you basically open up whatever after that.
David Nicole Pentovich. I'm like, speak English, motherfucker. David Nicole Pentovich. Just shut up and dribble. Go play for the Mavericks. Go earn your ass name. I hate it when the white immigrants act like they run the country. There's even a song about it. You guys know Led Zeppelin, right? Led Zeppelin is a band from England, and they wrote a song called Immigrant Song. And that song is about how white immigrants coming into this country just, just the cockiest immigrant you ever seen.
He's having a pretty good set, I gotta admit. You hear the people laughing. It's hard to judge a set like on Netflix or if you watch it on YouTube or something. If you're not really there. So you gotta judge it by the crowd. And I mean the crowd's laughing, so I mean this is a good set. He's doing a good job. They are all racist jokes or racial jokes though. Bang, 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 bang.
It's been a really tough year for Asian people in this country. It's been a very tough year. We just had a mass shooting.
It's been a tough year for the world because you guys eat bats.
Shooting in Atlanta. This guy, crazy guy, went to three Asian businesses, shot and killed 6 Asian women, and then proceeded to leave the scene in a Hyundai Tucson. I'm like, yo, if you hate Asians, do it right. Don't drive our cars. How can you love guns but hate Asians? We invented gunpowder. Right? No Asians, no gunpowder, no gunpowder, no American Revolution. Wow. And all the white people in this country would still be talking quite like the British. You're welcome. Yeah, can't live without Asians. Because Asians are smart, we invent stuff, but we don't take credit. That's why you know the Chinese invented gunpowder. You don't know who. Might have been a guy named Hu. You know?
It's not bad. It's pretty good. He's having a good set. He's slowing down though. He's losing energy.
You guys invent shit, but you take credit. It started when you were a kid. Even if you just draw a fucked up looking picture, your parents would be so proud. Like, oh my God, Trevor, this is so amazing. You're so amazing. Let me put it on the fridge. But meanwhile, some Asian kid made that bridge. You don't even know his name. There's no Asian kid named Canmore. Okay, piss me off. Man, 2 weeks ago, on a Sunday night, I went to downtown Dallas for the Stop Asian Hate rally. Downtown Dallas, Sunday night, it was business as usual.
You are not helping to stop Asian hate right now, I just want to say.
There was no boarded up window. I'm like, fuck, you think I won't do it? Like, fuck you, Target, show some respect. They don't take us seriously. They don't take us seriously because we don't run the country. And you can always tell who run the country just by the way they protest. Like, white people, your protest is more demanding. Your chants are tough. Like, stop the count, storm the Capitol, hand my pants, Jews will not replace us. It gives us a really long to-do list. It's very demanding. Like, Asian protests, we didn't even say Yellow Lives Matter. We just want you to stop messing with us. Just stop being mean to us.
I like how people laugh at that part. Stop messing with us. No.
Stop it, man. We'll give you extra soy sauce. What do you want? We're open. But after the protest, I was smoking a cigarette outside, and a homeless person came up to me asking for...
I bet he was crouching on his knees when he was smoking that cigarette.
Money. So I give him a dollar, and this guy took the dollar, immediately changed his face. He said, excuse me, sir, can I just buy a cigarette from you? I'll give you a dollar. I'm like, bro, are you trying to buy a cigarette from me with my money? Like, what's going on? I was really confused, but we still did the transaction. That's when I realized, man, this guy is actually super smart. He knows my weakness. Because there are two things in this world a Chinese person cannot resist. Lending money to America.
That's pretty good.
And selling stuff that costs a dollar.
That's pretty good. All right, so yeah, like I said, that was a set. It's pretty good. I mean, it's a pretty good set. I've definitely seen hundreds of way worse sets, 1,000 way worse sets. So, I mean, that was pretty good. However, I mean, it was all race-based stuff. So, I mean, when you're in a comedy show, once you bring up a topic, like, you're kind of just basically making it okay for everyone to, like, riff off that topic. So, let me subscribe to Ari's channel while we're here. And subscribe to my channel while you're here. Go ahead and like this video and subscribe to the channel while you're here. But anyways, back to this. So yeah, that was a Ping Dang set. Bang Dang, Bang Dang. And now this is where the drama happens. This is where he introduces Tony Hinchcliffe, and then Tony Hinchcliffe goes into a racial tirade. So let's check that out.
Seeing him on Kill Tony's show, give it up for the one and only Tony Hinchcliffe.
Filthy little fucking chink that was just up here. All you fucking race traders are hooping and hollering. I'm back there watching you puking in a fucking bucket.
Oh, we making a gunpowder. Oh, you want extra soy sauce. Oh, you borrow money from us.
And you guys just eating it up, you fucking pussies. Look at you. You fucking fake bitches in this room. I don't even wanna make you guys laugh. I don't even like you anymore. These fucking Chinese people, they find out we have flying bats every night, and here they come.
Ooh, flying soup.
And you guys just eating up the liberal chicks, just holding strong. Can't even smile at this, huh? No way, we can't even bend. This guy's being serious.
He literally just points out how he's not being serious right now, you fucking pussy.
The hate in his blood. We live so far east of the 35.
How can I look my Asian nerd barista in the eyes tomorrow if I laugh at this? Fucking pussies everywhere.
Pussies everywhere. No shit, Texas. When did Texas become the biggest pussies in the world? Oh my god.
Fucking liberal smartasses just to move.
Steers and queers is right.
Here around a bunch of liberal
you know who else is from Texas? My tag team partner, Officer Randy Order. Just saying. And he ain't got no horns.
Dumbasses. All my friends fucking lied to me. Joe Rogan, Ron White, they're liars. They said, get out of LA, move here, get away from the traffic and homeless people. Here I am, the douchebaggery in the front row, this fucking leopard shirt. This guy's dressed like fucking Enzo Amore over here. You know that reference, huh? Fuck yeah, you guys deal drugs.
I saw Enzo Amore wrestle at the Comedy Store. Then Tony actually put that show on. It was called Storcade. Let's see, David Arquette was there. I went up there with Matt Sydal. Anyways.
How do you guys all know each other? What kind of fucking... Okay, good. It's a punk band or something? I'm getting punk vibes? Yeah. Very good. I love it. You guys are adorable. I've never seen a pig dressed like a cheetah before. This is absolutely sweet. Oh, got the liberal girls to laugh at that. You're laughing at making fun of a fat man, huh? I'm making fun of the fat boy in front of you, but not the little ding-dong, ting-tong.
Bang, bang. Bang, 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 bang.
So sick of it. Can't say things anymore without oohs and fucking ahs. Can't say the words that made me famous. Not allowed to say the C word, because you know who will get mad. Give you a hint, it's not men.
Which C word? He just said a C word.
And it's not women with a sense of humor. It's cunts.
Oh, man, he just said both C words. Oh, shit.
Dressing like a Texan, and I'm here to tell you I've tried. And I end up looking like Gay Woody from Toy Story. Look like I'm gonna film a gay porn called Boy Story.
You notice how he's making fun of himself now? Yeah, he riffed on the opener. Bang dang, because all his jokes were about being Chinese. And now he's making fun of himself, you fucking babies.
Shaking my butt.
No, there's some shaking your head no at that one lady. Why? What are you saying? Why no? Why no? Why are you going like that aggressively? You don't like the joke, or you don't think I look like a gay Woody from Toy Story? I do? So why were you shaking your head now? Because you were picturing a snake in my butt or something? I'm curious. Do you
I am now.
Shaking your head now at a comedy show? Why? Why was it? My joke wasn't funny while the rip-roaring response around you, but...
Go ahead and like this video, too.
You just didn't think it was funny. I love that. You must be so much fun. I bet you have the most best good friends. High-quality people all around you. This fucking guy's style over here. I like you, sir. You're a fucking smart guy. What do you do for a living? NBA? Oh, okay. Total difference there. I was really surprised when you said NBA. I'm like, wow, this is the point guard of all point guards right here.
I wish I could see what that guy looks like.
I love it. You're built like a CPA. What are you doing hanging out with these two? You know these two? It's a fucking good-looking couple. You're the fucking super third wheel on this one, huh? This guy's accountant? What's going on? What? How the hell are you? How are you guys friends, though? I don't really see this happening. You have real Kevin Federline vibes, and you're hanging out with this fucking power nerd over here. How did you guys meet each other? High school, that makes sense. Right before you dropped out and he kept going, you guys made friends. Cheated off his papers, stole his milk. That's why he clearly has a calcium deficiency to this day. Tiny little forearms. I have tiny forearms too. I can make these jokes. I can also make jokes about fucking Chinese people if I want to. Still got you frowning over there. Got you frowning.
Bang, dang.
I made fun of Chinese people. They have the worst sense of humor, by the way. Out of all the Asians, I've been doing this a long time. I'm here to tell you, Chinese have the worst sense of humor. They really do. Japanese people,
they really
strong
do.
Laughers. Koreans, pretty good, right? Chinese people laugh like this.
This is a good set.
I was doing Chinese jokes here the other day, and
bang, dang.
A Chinese guy came right here to the front of the stage, stood there. You guys were there for that?
When did Chinese people get so sensitive over everything?
It's the same. I love it. Nothing better than having the same audience every fucking week. That's great. Great move. Thanks, Joe, for getting me to move to Austin, away from tons of millions of different people and tourists that I can perform in front of the same fucking people from Pflugerville every week. It's fantastic. Great. Thank you. It's the same sold-out crowd every show. Awesome. Perfect. Sweet. Great for stand-up. Anyway, this fucking Chinese guy standing right there. I'm like, what's the problem, dude? You know, these tables are all packed. He's like, you make fun of Chinese people, I'm gonna beat you up. So I do 12 more minutes of Chinese jokes. Chinese jokes I never even had before. The adrenaline takes over and I'm just going Chinese. Like, you gotta go back to your seat, dude. You know, this is how that fucking virus started, is people like you breaking the rules. It was a whole thing. He tried to come. Made a move to the stage.
He got less laughs on that one.
And on his way out, I go, now that's what I call Chinese takeout. Legendary. Thank you so much. I changed my socks. Somebody gave me Chinese takeout socks. Is that you? Yeah, they're fucking great, by the way. I was wearing them earlier, but then I took a nap and changed completely. As you could tell. First world problems. You're absolutely, thank you, sir, for that input. That is what rich people do. They change their socks. You know what's up. Very, very good.
Protect your feet.
Man. That's what rich people do. They're changing their socks. Look at how fun this table is. You guys are so silly. I can't imagine what you guys are going to be doing at like 3 or 4 a.m. tonight. Don't want to know, right? What's the craziest drug you guys do, right? You guys seem like a real Kratom crew or something like that, right? You guys fucking drinking Kratom over there? It seemed like you've run out of drugs to do. Like, you're just chasing dragons. You know what Kratom is because you can use the promo code KILLTONY and give us a bunch of fucking money. I didn't say, trust me, if they didn't sponsor podcasts, I'd have no fucking clue what Kratom was. Same reason I know what ZipRecruiter is. That one's just the word Tony, though, so be careful. Don't kill on there, or else we don't get credit. Everything sucks. I got Hulu. Here's a joke I'm trying. I got Hulu. How many of you are Hulu people here? We're running out of things to watch. We Me Too'd everybody, so we're running out of shit. You don't like Hulu, so what's your beef with Hulu? That's right. Very good. Okay. There you go. Someone's not changing his socks. You know what I'm saying? Wink. Same sock Jenkins over there. What?
Say one more. He's having a good set. People are laughing.
What?
That's how you judge it.
Okay. No, you're not. I would love to, but I have other shit to do. I have unbelievably awesome shit to do right after this. Performing in front of all the people that couldn't get tickets to that Rogan show around the corner right now. But I'm still on it. I got Hulu, and it sucks, and you're right, and I pay for that shit. And the other day, I'm watching something on Hulu with my paid motherfucking subscription, and what comes on? A commercial. On a paid fucking subscription. Thank you so much, sir. Keep doing that the whole show. Comedians love it when you really participate. Especially when you're in C1A in front of only us and only we can really hear you. It's great. Do it all night. They love that shit. You're the best. You're a dream audience. Maybe take maybe less sugar-free Red Bull for you next time. It's not gonna work now. Too much hoopla around it. Let's do something else. This Hulu joke sucks anyway. It ends with me lighting the building on fire. It ends with me saying I'm going to light the building on fire and rig the sprinkler system to, instead of spray water, to play commercials for 2 minutes. So that's what the joke's going to be. You're going to see it. I know all of you are coming back.
That's what we do at open mics. We're like, this is what the joke is supposed to be about.
Back in a week or two, and you're going to see it then. Caitlyn Jenner just announced, I got all the way from Los Angeles. I was there for 14 years. I've lived here now for 4 months.
Bruce Jenner.
There it is. Caitlyn Jenner now running.
Bruce Jenner.
For governor of California. You guys see this shit? I lived in California. Let me tell you something. I know who votes in California. This bitch could win. Everyone with Trump is like, show us your taxes. With Caitlyn, I'm like, show us your pussy. What do you do? What does it look like down there? I want to know, what do you do? What does that inside-out Olympic fucking pussy look like?
What's it smell like?
I want to see this shit. She could be lying for clout. I want to see that fucking gold medal fucking beefsteak. You know what I mean? I want to know what it looks like. Is there like a little curly, like a Teletubby head or something like that? Like an Arby's curly fry? She could fucking win.
He.
We have a wheelchair governor here. That's cool as fuck. I'm pretty sure I saw him perform earlier. That's awesome. It's fun, the governor.
Michael Lair.
Governor's popping in on Redman's show. This blind Dave Chappelle is being drawn over here. If anybody wants a painting of blind Dave Chappelle, I just wanted to pop in, and really my whole goal while I was here was to work out the Hulu joke that I never got through, but that's the fun in this art form, is sometimes you fucking shoot a shot, it doesn't work out, right? You're shaking your head. Dude, blonde chicks love shaking their head here tonight, huh? Bunch of angry blondes here tonight. You gotta love that. What happened earlier? Were you guys all engaged to a Chinese guy at one point? He broke your heart, and I came up here and goes, hey, ding, 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 ding. You must fucking hate me. I love it. There I am. This is my kind of party. That's my time. I'm Tony Hinchcliffe. Welcome to the show. Just doing some reps, you know?
So that was Tony's set. They're trying to cancel him for it. So Peng Dang, like in an interview, Peng Dang said that once he heard Tony call him the C word, that he had to go outside and, I don't know, blow some dude or something because he was so distraught. So yeah, we got comedians trying to cancel comedians. What a baby, dude. The worst part is like Tony Hinchcliffe even like requested Peng Dang specifically to open for him. And he goes and he tries to get him canceled. So that's Peng Dang. Peng Dang, you've seen both sets. So go ahead and leave a comment. Let me know what you think. You know, let me know if you think Peng Dang is overreacting and being a little baby. Or do you think Tony Hinchcliffe is racist and should basically lose everything? So go ahead and leave a comment and let me know. What's up, Andy? That's how you do comments. Oh, I can see comments now. All right. All right. So that was the controversy regarding Tony Hinchcliffe and Peng Dang. So let's go ahead and get into the news for the day. This is one that I like for sure. For sure. For sure. For sure. Oh man. Chrissy Teigen once told me to kill myself. This is from Courtney Stodden, who I have no idea who she is, but she got some big old titties. Damn. I'm already on Team Courtney by default because I hate Chrissy Teigen. So it's already point one for Chrissy Stodden, 1-0. And then she got some big old titties, so it's 3-0. So I'm already on Team Courtney just from this starting now. So let's delve into this a little bit, see what happened. Let me zoom in a little bit so you guys can read it. Zoom in on them titties. Damn, there's some big old titties. Courtney Stodden claimed in a new interview that Chrissy Teigen used to cyberbully them and tell them to kill himself. Oh, fuck. I got a comment in here from Andy. Chrissy Teigen sold me some shit dinnerware from Target. Oh, not anymore. That's later on, though, but Target said, fuck you, bitch. yeah, I like that picture too. Yeah. No wonder why she's jealous, dude. Look at that. Those look like some freaking pancakes. They're all flat. Those are like how they're supposed to look. All right. Courtney Stodden claimed in a new interview that Chrissy Teigen used to cyberbully them and tell them to kill themselves. Ah! These are frickin' pronouns. She wouldn't just publicly tweet about wanting me to take a dirt nap, but would privately DM me and tell me to kill myself. I do gotta admit, the internet was better when you could tell people to kill themselves. Stodden, who came out as non-binary in April. Oh, damn. I gotta say that's one for Chrissy Teigen. Shit. So was that 3-1? And uses they, them pronouns. Oh, damn it. No one's perfect, dude. You never see titties like that on an astrophysicist. Fuck. They, them. I mean, that's point Chrissy Teigen. And a matter of fact, like, I mean, if you think about it, like these trans people and non-binary people, like 41% of them commit suicide anyways. So maybe she's not really telling her to kill herself, but just like saying, you know, eventually it's going to happen, so just get on with it. So I kind of get that. So no, Andy in the comments put, no, 5-1. Forgot to count her chest. No, that's the 3. The 1 is because I hate Chrissy Teigen, and then 2 and 3 are her titties. So... that's why she has 3 points. And then Chrissy Teigen has 1 point because this dumb bitch is non-binary. Stodden 26 began dredging up Teigen's 2011 tweets about them, her, in March, putting the Cravings cookbook author on a blast. Oh, I'm guessing Cravings is Chrissy Teigen's cookbook, who fucking obviously doesn't know how to cook. So Stodden began basically bringing up the tweets that Chrissy Teigen sent to her, and they ranged from "I hate you," "you dirt nap," and "go to sleep forever." That's mean. That's pretty, was it transphobic or is, or she's non-binary. What is it when you hate non-binary people? In her interview with the Daily Beast, Stodden recalled other instances of mistreatment she allegedly received from celebrities over the years. See, it's one thing if, like, Chrissy Teigen, who is a dumb bitch, is, like, being mean to you. Words don't mean anything. Yeah, it's one thing if, like, Chrissy Teigen is being a bitch to you because she is a bitch. But now she's, like, doing this victim shit because that's what these non-binary people do. What do you call... What is, like, the non-binary equivalent of being, like, homophobic or transphobic? Binaryist? Non-biophobic? Non-binary? What is it? I'm gonna come up with that. We gotta coin that. So anyways, yeah, it sounds like she's just some drama queen. Or they. They is. A drama queen. They used to be like Ebonics or like how ghetto people talk, like, they is here. And now, like, that's how you have to talk so you're not being, so that way you're inclusive or whatever. They is here. Bio. I can't. They is phobic. There we go. They is phobic. They is. In a recent interview with the Daily Beast, Stodden recalled over other instances of mistreatment she allegedly received from celebrities over the years. Joy Behar, okay, she's also a cunt, had a field day with calling me a slut. They said Courtney Love, okay, that's a crack whore, told me I was a whore. So we got some slut shaming going on. Women, you know, calling other women. Well, I guess she's not a woman. Maybe she was identifying a man since she's non-binary when they called her a whore. Some of the worst treatment I got was from women, and we're not going to get anywhere if we keep holding each other back. Oh, so you were identifying as a woman at the time they were calling you a slut and a whore. Because you are non-binary. And every time you guys talk about non-binary, it reminds me of my fucking college classes. Like my college IT classes. Not this stupid, fruity shit you guys are talking about. The reality star said... She's a reality star. Did I skip the part that says what she is? I don't even know what the fuck this chick does. The reality star said blogger Perez Hilton was the only kind celebrity who ever apologized to them, her, for the vitriol directed her way. One of the biggest surprises is that all the celebrities who shame me, they have not sought to apologize or sent any kind of love my way, she said. The majority of love and apologies that come from reporters and also people online who tell me that they appreciate me and love me. Because you got some big ass fucking titties. I've never even heard of you before and I appreciate and love you. Except for how stupid you are. And that I'm a source of strength for them. And that means everything to me. Stodden came to fame at age 16 in 2011 when they married a then 50-year-old. Stodden came to fame at Stodden came to fame at age 16 in 2011 when she married a then 51-year-old Doug Hutchison. The couple proceeded to document the ups and downs of the relationship through a series of reality TV shows. Okay, non-binary, playing the victim, crying about people bullying them, reality show, some big old probably fake titties. I'm going to say this bitch is a nut job, but I do hate Chrissy Teigen. In March 2020, Stodden announced that she had finalized her divorce from Hutchison, a character actor known for his roles in The X-Files and The Green Mile. That's Percy. The fucking dickhead guard in The Green Mile. I've been scared to even speak up about feeling groomed or being verbally abused during the almost 10-year marriage. Okay, that is different though. This just makes me think this bitch is even more fucked up. I mean, this part isn't her fault. Like, she is a victim. Like, clearly. Yeah, I know. Chrissy Teigen isn't the right. This chick is crazy. Like, but it's obviously not her fault. Like, some 50-year-old dude's, like, banging her when she was, like, a teenager and shit. So, yeah, it probably did, like, fuck her up. And now she's all crazy and got fake titties and whatever she's doing. I still don't even know what she does. Reality TV show. It's hard to pick sides on this. But I usually go with the blonde chick with big titties. Let's see if there's anything else in here to make me not like her. Stodden added that she felt completely trapped, manipulated, and at times abandoned by adults. Yeah, because they let you marry a fucking 50-year-old. She also had a complicated relationship with her momager, oh God, Krista Keller, who signed off on Stodden's marriage. Stodden's allegations against Teigen are another chapter in the labyrinth history of the Sports Illustrated swimsuits model's Twitter use. Most recently, she quit the platform in March, only to return 3 weeks later. They always come back. Teigen said at the time she was deeply bruised from her time online and had learned how to block out the negativity. Just like with most things in life, there really is no one to root for. Both these people are batshit crazy. Chrissy Teigen is a dumb bitch. And this chick with the big titties, she's crazy now, but it's not really her fault. It looks like she was a victim when she was like a teenager. A little grooming. So what are you going to do? What was the score? I think it was, let's count them up. She got titties, so that's two. I hate Chrissy Teigen. She's non-binary. Chrissy Teigen told her to go kill herself, which used to be hilarious. I miss doing that on the internet. Uh-oh. I guess we'll call it there. 3-2, titties wins. So congratulations, Christy. What's her name? Courtney Stodden. Some of the fallout from Chrissy Teigen is that Her cookware line has been pulled from the Macy's website and also by Target. So she had her little cookware set, even though, and she has a cookware set and a cookbook, and she clearly doesn't cook. But yeah, so those got pulled from Target and Macy's, so people are finally starting to cancel her. No one cared that she was eating babies or that she was always posting these tweets about being a pedophile. That flew under the radar. No one cared about that, but you cyberbully some transgender, non-binary, whatever the fuck, and then everyone gets mad. So crazy clown world we live in. Go ahead and leave a comment. Let me know what you guys think. Thanks. We have a pretty long episode tonight. Thank you guys for sticking around. While you're here, I want to go ahead and shout out our sponsors. Check out missionbeachmarketing.com. If your local San Diego business needs IT consulting, a custom website, or social media management, check out missionbeachmarketing.com. Thank you, everyone, for joining live. That's pretty much all we got for tonight. See you guys tomorrow.
Stop playing with my name. I ain't gonna say it no more.